This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Is it all in a name? Soybeans hardly sound all that delicious, but edamame sounds exotic and unique. Although it's becoming more and more mainstream, the name means beans on branches in Japanese. People who've enjoyed these in restaurants can grow them at home. They're a green soybean with a sweet, nutty flavor. Most often, edamame is cooked and served in the pods and then eaten like peanuts in the shell. You pop them out of the pod and into your mouth. You can also use them in salads. I'll have a couple of recipes on GardenBite.com. Edamame grow pretty much like bush green beans. Plant them the same way in rows about 3 inches apart. Edamame tolerates hot, dry weather better than green beans. So if you're looking for an alternative second planting, consider it. In fact, edamame don't like to be real wet, so keep the soil just moist when first planted. Rabbits and deer love to snack on these tasty beans as much as we do, so plan on fencing or use plant skid. Edamame don't suffer any real disease or insect damage, but you could also cover them with a row cover to protect them from the deer and rabbits. Harvest the pods when they're fully plump and still bright green. Edamame needs to be cooked before eaten. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil, toss in your pods, and cook for 5 minutes. You want that al dente texture, a little crunch. The best variety for us northerners is early Hakucho. Sounds like I just sneezed. Check out GardenBite.com for more information on the soybean with flair. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. And send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. I did test a recipe for stir-fry shrimp with edamame. That's good. The recipe's on my website. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.